may be trouble ahead. But while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have played, before they ask us to pay the bills, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and dance.
Edition, July 8, 1947. The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army. Army officers say the missile, found sometime last week, has been inspected at Roswell, New Mexico, and sent to
Off Some Log
for further inspection.
You got to ask, man, you ain't positive, even if it's negative.
Så går man då och så köper man en tuta i form av en anka. Och i sin enfald då tror att denna tuta formad som en anka ska låta som en anka. Men det gör den inte, den låter så här. Det låter inte som en anka överhuvudtaget. Och liksom, jag blir så för att jag menar i logikens namn så, jag menar, jag köper ju tutan för att jag vill ha en anktuta när den ser ut som en anka. Och inte som en jävla pipgrej liksom. Jag blir vansinnig och det är liksom bara ett tecken på dagens, det finns liksom ingen tanke på kvalitet längre eller ett gediget hantarbete eller att göra ett gott jobb, utan det är bara att roffa åt sig och förstöra miljön och för vinsten, och jag blir så jävla arg liksom. Jag vill ju ha en anktuta liksom.
Go for the good things in life. Go for the real things in life. Go for feedback you help.
A cowboy took a trip to Hawaii, and on the beach one night at Waikiki, the music that he heard was so enchanting. He lost his heart and sang this melody. I wanna hear you sing, m'lady. Hear you play your ukulele. I wanna stay here in Hawaii and learn the wiki wiki wacky woo. I wanna love you and woo you. I'll stop my riding, rope and loaf and everything for you if you will sing for me, m'lady. A song of love beneath Hawaiian skies.
Prostitution, the world's oldest profession, has now become a dangerous kick for the teenager.
Maybe I'm making a mistake, but I don't think so. I'm hurting no one but myself. If life is to be lived and freedom to be enjoyed, that's for me. I'm young. I want to enjoy life while I can.
This young girl poses as a student to avoid detection. Yet her one fear is getting caught by the police. Though she lives at home, she is not happy since her family found out what she is doing. She knows she has to either give it up or leave home. A big decision for a young girl. If loneliness drives some girls to prostitution, it drives some men in another direction. The history of homosexuality is as long as the history of man. From the glory that once was Greece to the decadence that destroyed Rome, homosexuality has been both despised and idolized. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Frederick the Great, Leonardo da Vinci, and Michelangelo are but some of the names that any homosexual will point to as examples of virility and a defense of his way of life. Though nothing new, homosexuality is having an upsurge since the war. Whether it is an actual increase or merely an increased public acceptance is a point to be argued. The Mattachine Society, an organization for homosexuals, claims that one male out of six is homosexual. Homosexuals no longer hide in shadows, giving secret signals of recognition to each other. But rather they have joined together into groups or clubs in an attempt to seek freedom and acceptability for their type of sexual inclination. They can be found in all walks of life and on any street in this lonely world, forever searching for whatever it is that drives them on.
Back up to line 149 and 151. If you read those again, have fun with them. The void is starting to affect you, and your pale fellow well met.
Please don't tell me how to do it. It's sick of me. Sulu, check up. Spock, sabotage the system. Spock, restore the atmosphere. Spock, sabotage the system. I wish I knew what to do. Observations, Mr. Spock.
Okay, we have line 193 again with sabotage, pronounced sabotage.
I don't say sabotage. You say sabotage. I say sabotage.